Stephane Dujarric, spokesperson for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, says the UN is extremely pleased with China's contribution to international peacekeeping.
We were very pleased to hear of the contributions that China has announced, notably to peacekeeping, to the help peacekeepers in the in Africa through the African Union, and its very generous donation to the Peace Building and Development Fund. These donations are very much appreciated. China has already been a contributor to UN peacekeeping in a number of peacekeeping missions, and we think this added contribution is very tremendous, and we're extremely pleased.
In his speech, President Xi Jinping announced a $1 billion Peace and Development Fund to support the work of the United Nations over the next 10 years. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd says, as a member of the UN Security Council, China pays high attention to the UN and the international order. He also puts forward that the speech helps to make China's development strategy clear, which is of great significance.
他的演讲是很有内容的，也给全世界带来很深刻的一种影响。
His speech has been very substantive and deeply influential to the whole world. As is known to all, being a major power, China is developing, so some countries are worried about China's role in the future. Therefore, I think his speech would have soundly impressed the small and middle powers across the world.
President Xi also announced a series of initiatives to support developing countries at a South-South Cooperation Roundtable hosted by China and the UN. The move to support and promote South-South Cooperation is hailed by Alexander Gusev, director of Russia's Institute for Strategic Planning.
Когда мы говорим об этом направлении, юг-юг, мы, конечно, имеем в виду достаточно большую роль.
When we mention South-South cooperation, we have to see the great and positive role that China is playing in that. On the one hand, China is our good neighbor. On the other hand, China can always make its great concepts come true. So what President Xi Jinping mentioned is very important for us.
President Xi is calling on countries worldwide to build a new model of international relations with the core of win-win cooperation to create an international community of common destiny. Former Brazilian ambassador to the United States, Rubens Barbosa, says the call sends a positive message to the whole world.
Eu acho que a mensagem que ele transmitiu de cooperação internacional.
I think the speech on international cooperation expressed the core of duties to ease the regional tensions in the world and sent out the message to strengthen international cooperation with developing countries. I believe these are very positive information that China has sent to the world.
President Xi arrived in New York on September 26th for a series of UN summits and conferences upon the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the world body. This follows his first state visit to the United States. For CRI, I'm Zhou Jianfu.